Hi everyone, Jared Madison of the Infinite Center, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you this month's breathwork tool for the Breathwork Challenge. You know, there a lot of the breathwork tools out there that we share and that you might see elsewhere are often focused on relaxation. And there's good reason for that. Breathwork can be great to bring you from an excited state to a relaxed state. And we all could certainly use a lot more relaxation in our lives. I know that's true for me, for sure. But sometimes we just want to bring a little joy in our lives as well. And so this month's breathwork tool is about energizing and uplifting, and it's called the Breath of Joy. And it's great when you just need a burst of energy, a burst of clarity, and just need to shake off the mental fog. And one of the reasons I love it so much is that it combines breath and movement. And so it really can help wake up your body, get a good stretch, and activate your nervous system on multiple levels. Breath of Joy has a few clear benefits. It will increase the oxygen flow, which can help with alertness. It will just give you a nice boost in your mood and your vitality. It will release tension and stress, especially with that body movement. It's great for just getting rid of physical tension. It's wonderful to do first thing in the morning, right out of bed, as a way to kind of wake up. Or mid-afternoon, if you're having that mid-afternoon slump and tempted to grab a cup of coffee, you could try the Breath of Joy instead and see if that helps. So let's walk through the practice. I'll do a couple rounds of just the breathing so you get a hang of that, and then we'll add in the movement. This one is great. I encourage you to stand if you're able to. You can sit for this one. We are going to be moving our arms, so just make sure you're scooched to the edge of the chair and you have plenty of room to swing your arms around. So the breathing pattern is pretty simple. It's going to be three quick inhales through the nose and then a loud, an audible exhale out through the mouth. So one round just looks like this. And that's it. And so let's do a few rounds together. So inhale. Excellent. I can already feel a slight increase in my heart rate, already feeling a little bit more alert than I was a minute ago. But let's add in the movement component to it. And so there were really four breaths, the three inhales and the one exhale. And so with each of those four breaths, we're going to do a specific movement primarily with our arms. So on the first inhale, arms just out straight in front of you. Second inhale, nice. Wide to the side, really get a good stretch in your chest. Third inhale, arms up. And on the exhale, just bend forward, swing the arms back, and just give a nice release. So it looks a little bit like we're a conductor. So I'll show you one round. So it's and that's one round. So this is one, we'll do a few rounds together. This is one that you can really take at your own pace. If you want a real boost of energy, you can certainly pick up the pace. If that's too much, if your heart rate is increasing too much as a result of that, you can certainly slow it down. And just even the breathing pattern alone is going to help give you a little bit of alertness and that burst of energy. So let's try a few rounds together. Excellent. And just check in. What happened in your body? What happened with your emotional state as a result of doing that, using that breathwork tool? Now, for me, I can certainly feel an increase in my heart rate. My mood is slightly improved from a couple minutes ago. And it was great. I feel ready to sort of tackle the afternoon. It was great to release a little bit of tension, physical tension. And that's the, really the point of the Breath of Joy, is by releasing the physical tension, working through that breath pattern, we're really letting go of some things, and that really allows the joy to show up. And that really is the point of the Breath of Joy. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I encourage you to give it a try. Join the Breathwork Challenge this month. And as with all breathwork tools, if we start stringing them together, like by doing the Breathwork Challenge, trying it every morning or every afternoon, you're turning it from a breathwork tool into a practice, and which is just a routine that can really help with your long-term resilience and ability to gain a little bit of control over your central nervous system. So I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next month.